Okay, here's the deal. When a disfigured concentration camp survivor returns to Berlin after World War II, she undergoes facial reconstruction. Hoping to reconnect with her husband, she is shocked to learn he may have been the one to betray her to the Nazis. What's worse is that he doesn't recognize her, but wants her to impersonate his wife in order to steal her inheritance. Phoenix is a deliberately paced character study of a woman wrestling with what she wants the world to be like and the way it truly is. The war has been left behind, so the intrigue is all on the interpersonal level. The tension comes from her secret real identity that is milked considerably throughout the movie. The characters don't always make the most satisfying decisions, but I can't deny the realism behind them. It takes a bit of time to get into the story, but once the real conflict is revealed, Phoenix offers an intriguing premise. Unfortunately, the ending of the film isn't nearly as cohesive or strong as the buildup to the tension in the middle. Phoenix gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.